The olive tree grows wild in a large part of the Mediterranean. In middle to late Stone Age France, man was already picking and eating olives. The cultivation of olives began in the Near East some 6,000 years ago, notably in Syria. But there were perhaps already some areas that had domesticated the tree in the Western Mediterranean. In about 600 BC, the Phocians introduced varieties from the east into France. Now olive trees are grown all over the world in favourable climatic zones, in California, in Mexico, in Australia, and even in Japan. Legend has it that the olive tree was born of a disagreement over the ownership of Attica between Poseidon, the Greek god of the sea, and Athena, the daughter of Zeus. As sovereignty goes hand in hand with duty, Zeus commanded them to make a useful gift to man. Athena struck the ground with her spear, creating the first olive tree, and victory was hers. The olive tree was the sacred tree of the ancient Greeks, the symbol of peace given to man by the goddess of war and wisdom. But it also has great symbolic value in Islam, Judaism and Christianity. The anointing oil, made of olive oil perfumes and spices given by Jehovah to Moses, would later be used during the coronations of the kings of France. If you can pick an olive without harming the olive tree, four angels will play their musettes in the four corners of your home. But if in a moment's folly you break the tree of good counsel, four angels of melancholy will cry forever in the four corners of your sleep. All countries of the Mediterranean will recognise themselves in this Berber song. Until very recently, no one would dare dig up one of these eternal trees, which can continue producing good quality olives for over 600 years. As they say in Provence, a centenary olive tree is just a child.